tuned in to the LoFu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast, hosted by Noel Michael Smith. Episode 6.
Hi, my name is Noel Michael Smith.
And my name is Sheila Pelleton.
It's great to be back with you guys again. We're going to talk about a few interesting things here, as always. We're in this beautiful place we call London. It's a nice, gorgeous night. What is it? A Monday night tonight?
Monday night tonight, but it's not really gorgeous. It's a bit wet outside.
Yeah, but London to me, Sheila, is always gorgeous. You know how much I love London. I love living in London.
Yeah, me too.
I've lived all. Yeah, where have you? Where else have you lived other than London?
Then? Nowhere other than London. That's why I love it so much. I've lived in and around London.
So you've got nothing to base it on?
Been on holidays.
Where to?
I've been to France, Germany, Austria, Sweden, Switzerland, most of Europe, most of mainland Europe.
All right, you've been quite a few places then.
I've been to Mauritius.
I haven't been to a lot of those places.
Yeah, they're lovely.
I've been to France, but a few places in France.
They're nice to go to, but then it's always, always brilliant to come home.
Yeah, I love coming back to London. Mm. Yeah, I've been to more exotic places than you, but I always love coming back to London. It's mm-hmm. a great place.
Anyway, when you fly in, into Heathrow, and you come in across all the London bridges, the flight path that does
that's so good.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
That's amazingly good. Mm. But at the last few flights I've flown, I've come in through Gatwick.
Yeah, slightly different perspective. Never mind. M25, M23.
Yeah, because I live near Gatwick, don't I? So I choose that airport. That's my airport of choice. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Anyway, London's beautiful. Even though it's raining and stuff, it's really great. But I've just finished a class in Chiswick, Riverside Racquet Club, a real posh high end club, and we had a grand time there because it's half term, and in England we have this thing called half term when the kids are off school, and because as I said it was a high end club, most of the parents are away at their villas and some of the countries Sheila was mentioning, and they go to the West Indies and all over. So we didn't have many at the class today. It was a massive, great big hall. And we had only had a few, but the people we had in there were awesome. We had two tall girls, and they were just their legs when they did their kicks together. They did like the legs are stretching on forever. It was great. It was great seeing them, because we want to talk about technique today, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, how to do the stuff and how not to do the stuff and.
And favourites, and not so good.
And favourites,
not so nice ones.
But you know what? I don't want to have this workout, this conversation about LoFu fitness solely, because there are many other classes that put kicking and boxing in their workout, and I just want to tell everyone how they all do it wrong.
You would say that, wouldn't you?
Well, of course. Look, I've got evidence. Well, not evidence. I've got evidence. I've seen it with my own two eyes. Do you know, I work at a club called LA Fitness. Have you taught my class at LA Fitness before?
On a Monday lunchtime. Yes, I have.
You taught my Monday lunchtime class?
I've taught it probably about three times.
Okay, I might call upon you again one day because I'm going to going back to Dubai. I think that might take me into a Monday. Whatever. Anyway, whatever. Because you're more busy now with working, with driving, aren't you?
Yeah, but with notice, I can arrange my pupils around.
Well, thank you, Sheila. That's nice.
My pleasure.
That's nice. Would your knees hold up?
I would tailor the class so that my knees would hold up, but the class got a good workout at the same time.
Sheila Cullerton's got years and years of Irish dancing, so she can barely walk now.
I can walk, but yeah. I suffer. Never mind.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Do you regret the Irish dancing, or you loved every moment that you did it?
I loved it. When I was doing it, it was brilliant.
Okay.
Lots of practice got me to be a British champion.
British champion in Irish dancing? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. They're talented people, you know. I love river dance. But river dance is not really Irish dancing, I've heard. I hear it's a...
No, it's not traditional. The footwork is traditional, uh-huh. But the fact they move their arms, not so.
Well, they've made it stylish.
Well, they have, yeah. They've made it public, watchable.
Because no dance should be done without moving your hands.
Well, the Irish have done it for many, many years. But yeah, river dance is a great show.
Yeah, I haven't seen it live myself. But has it died now? Is it gone?
No. We saw it, myself and my two daughters saw it just before Christmas.
Okay.
We took ourselves off, a little treat. It was brilliant.
Okay. That's good. Hmm. You didn't invite me?
No. You would have been busy pre-Christmas. Yeah, lots going on.
I tend to be nowadays, don't I? I tend to be. But you're taking me and your children somewhere.
Next month.
Yeah,
we're going to a ballet, Romeo and Juliet, and it's a fusion of hip hop dance and traditional ballet. Again, with Amy, my youngest daughter, we went last year to see these guys doing what was called Rock the Ballet. It was something about rock and ballet merged together. I can't remember the actual title.
Mm-hmm.
So the hip hoppers learned how to ballet, the ballet dancers learned how to hip hop, and they fused the two together, making a great jam of dancing.
Sounds good.
It really was good. So now, putting it to a story, the Romeo and Juliet Shakespeare story,
Yeah. It's
going to be fantastic.
There was a girl in my class called Juliet. I call her Romeo many times. I know her name's Juliet, but I think Romeo suits her better.
And how does she take that?
She's cool with it.
Oh, that's okay then.
She laughs. She's a nurse. She's got a sense of humour. And if they don't, I slap a sense of humour into them.
And they keep coming back for more.
I ain't a miserable teacher, man. You've got to make it all pleasant and nice, and people should be able to laugh at themselves.
Very true. You know? Very true.
You guys have made fun of me from time to time, and
never,
I laugh at myself.
Never.
No?
Not so that you know.
Anyway, you know what? Classes. I got to pull up some of these classes. I remember the LA Fitness, my Monday class in LA Fitness. When I started there, when Adele asked me to go there, she said, Noel, you're taking over from a class, a well-known cardio kickboxing class. I don't like this style of exercise. I think these guys haven't got a clue what they're doing. They put martial arts to their aerobics. They put in all different types of martial arts. Groundwork, this, that, and the other. It's a mess. It's a mess. When I saw them doing capoeira one day, it was just the last straw. You know what capoeira is?
Yeah.
So when I saw, and for those of you ladies out and gentlemen out there, capoeira is Brazilian martial arts, but not Brazilian jiu-jitsu. It's the more traditional Brazilian martial arts, and they mold it into a dance. It's kind of disguised martial arts, and they do the African dancing, and then they throw the kicks and the punches, and they spin on the floor and all that stuff, and it's great to see. Anyway, I took over from this class. But this guy had a back-to-back, and Adele didn't want two classes exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So Adele heard about me and contacted me and asked me to come in and do one class. And I did this one class, and naturally, the students were all over me. They couldn't get enough, so full numbers came back. Because if you put Low Food Fitness alongside other classes, we'll win out every time. Every time, it's just proven time and time again. So Adele gave me the work, gave me the class. So it was me, and then I was there at 12:30 on my 12:30 class, 12:30 to 1 o'clock, a 45-minute class. And this guy started 15 minutes after me, so that would be 1:15. The same again.
No, he'd be 1:30 if you did 12:30 for 45 minutes.
It was 12:15.
So you start at 12:15?
Yeah, finish at 1.
Okay, so he then starts at 1:15.
Yeah, so the same. Yeah, that's what they do. So when I saw his class, it was nasty. It was all, the guy couldn't even kick, he couldn't punch. It was terrible, terrible class, all disjointed and messed up. And it wasn't until about 3 or 4 weeks that someone said, this guy is a taekwondo practitioner. I said, yeah, well, that don't mean anything. And then the person said, well, no, he's a second dan. I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
They said he's a second dan taekwondo practitioner. And I said, never. I said, yeah. Anyway, that led me to find out more about the guy, and I spoke to him, and lo and behold, he was. He told me this. He could be lying, but he told me this. And then I said, I gotta see what this guy can do. I don't want to fight, you know, I'm not into fighting guys and other martial artists and stuff, but what I do love doing is training with other martial artists. So I said, you should train some time. I'm a kung fu guy, started at karate and kung fu guy. I've messed around with taekwondo. I've trained with taekwondo guys, but I've not practiced it myself. I've got no grades in taekwondo, but I've trained with taekwondo guys on many times and mixed it with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in the hall one day and we were just sparring along, and the guy was good.
Really?
Let me tell you something, Sheila, the guy and everybody out there, the guy was good. He can kick, punch, and we were going at it. We were throwing some kicks and punches and sparring and laughing and hugging and everything. Yeah. It's nice. It was a nice, we just molded. And, you know, I had to say to this guy, I can't remember his name now because he'd left. I had to say to this guy, you should stop teaching that workout you're doing. And he said, why? Because it's making you look bad. These guys have given you this choreography to do. What you should do is bring your good kicks into their thing. But because their technique and because their style and the way they want you to do the thing is so bad and it doesn't relate to how a martial artist should be doing his technique, it makes you look horrible. Because I didn't even know you had a Dan. I wouldn't even put you as a white belt. And he goes, yeah, serious? I said, yeah. I said, yeah, serious. Shouldn't be teaching that. Do something else that don't have the martial arts in. Or if you're going to do the martial arts, make it your own. Make it your own. Or if you're going to teach that, disregard what those guys are telling you and adapt it and do your own. Because you kick like you're going to fall over.
So where's he moved on to?
I don't know. His class went down in numbers because I stole all these people. Yeah, I stole all these people. I didn't steal them. They just came to me after seeing mine. And these people would come there early and see my class packed out and everyone coming out with sweat and they're punching and kicking. And the thing is that my guys would learn a kick and these guys would still be in there 5, 6 years after falling over on a basic kick.
Mm, having not been taught how to do it properly.
No. Mm. And it's a criminal when you have a class, a fitness class, that has martial arts in it and you don't break it down, you don't break down any of the techniques before you even start. Do you know, and I hope these guys in Dubai are listening to this. When I taught in Dubai, Adam said to me, don't do a tutorial. I said, why? He said, it'd be too slow for them. They won't like it. I didn't do a tutorial. Adam knows his people. He knows his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Much against my better judgment, I didn't do a tutorial. And they needed it.
Mm.
They needed it. And he just goes straight in, bam, bam, bam. Crash, bam, wallop. With the thing. Well, there's a lot I've got to say about that. And they may not like it. You teach them to like it. Because we are teaching people the martial arts. Authentic roundhouse. Authentic sidekick. Authentic front. And okay, the back kick is going straight behind you. We're not turning to kick. Kick in front of you. The fundamental of the technique is still there. So you have to break that stuff down. When they do a kick, are the toes up? Are the toes down? Do you bring your knee up? What do you do? These people, you're not telling these people what to do beforehand. When you do a kick, what's the standing leg doing? Is the standing foot turning away? Is it straight? Do you lock out the standing leg? Mm. I mean, there's a lot of variables.
Lots of things people need to know.
They need to know this stuff. If they don't know this stuff, it's bad enough in a martial arts class and twice as bad in a fitness class where the music's going bam, bam, boom, boom, boom. It's just all hype.
Mm-hmm.
At least in a martial arts class, the instructor's at the front and he's saying, okay, kick, ha, boom. Everyone does a kick. Then you stop. He can see who's done a good kick and who's done a bad kick. But it ain't like that in the fitness classes. Kick, doom, kick, going to the beat. Bam, bam, one. Two,
yeah, and there's less time to think about it,
absolutely,
isn't there?
Absolutely. So you have to break that stuff down
straight
away. And no, they're not going to get it. They're not good. Some are going to sink in. Some people are quick at accepting and getting that information and they'll take it in real quick. But there's people that won't. But those people that don't, you carry on throughout the class feeding them that information.
Mm.
Turn your supporting foot out. Keep your supporting leg bent.
But it's also, even now, you do tutorials with us at classes. We've all been coming to your classes for years and you still do a tutorial because there are still elements that you forget. You think you're doing it, but then when you hear it again, you think to yourself, oh yeah, I didn't quite do that last time.
Mm.
Or maybe I need to readjust what I'm doing. So it's worth doing, definitely.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, and you could cut the tutorial down. I have a 45-minute quit. In fact, my Friday night class is 45 minutes. You know, it's strange. I have a 45-minute class on my Monday morning, and then I have a 45-minute class on my Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday night 45-minute class, to me, seems I get an hour's work out of you guys in that 45 minutes.
Well, you go in all guns blazing.
Yeah, I get an hour's work out of you.
Mm-hmm.
On the Monday, I don't. Those guys don't. They don't. They get, it feels like 45 minutes that they've had. Not in time, 45 minutes effort or 45 minutes of intense.
But maybe it's the timing thing. They're on their lunch break on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
On a Friday, we're all there at the end of the working week for most people.
And you give it all.
And you give it, yeah. Because you know your weekend is coming up. Great.
Mm-hmm.
It might just be something to do with that.
Saying this though, they love my class there.
Become a low-foo fitness teacher. Sign up now at clubenergize.com and pursue your low-foo fitness dream.
Yeah, they're an amazing bunch of girls, as I was saying, that I've got at LA Fitness. Some of those girls have been coming to me from the beginning. I've been there now for, how long have I been there? 5 years?
Easily 5 years.
Yeah, and some of those girls have been coming from the beginning. They absolutely adore what I do, and I adore them, adore what they give back to me.
But you'll find most of the students, the core element of students within your classes, wherever you go, once they're hooked, they stay.
Yeah, this is true. And I was talking to some person the other day about, I can't remember what it was, but in essence, it was saying that I really do love the people that I teach. They're like family to me. And that's how I approach my classes. And that's how I want you all, when the teachers that I have, to approach it in that way also.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you can always see through a false person.
Definitely. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got to be true to yourself. Absolutely. You've got to really be genuine.
Good word, be true to yourself.
Yeah, if you want those people to like you for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point putting on an act for, class 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
You've got to be consistent.
I was telling you today about this one lesson that I learnt. Remember I was telling you and your daughter today?
Yeah, I remember.
I just tell everybody out there, I was in my car a while back. This was a while back, about maybe 10 years. And there was some altercation going on the streets. I don't know what it was. I can't remember exactly what it was. But I can remember that I made a hand gesture to the person. And it wasn't the pleasant hand gesture either. And it turns out that I knew this guy. And it was an embarrassing moment for me. And I never did that again. And it just made me realize that you don't know who's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of people coming to my class. And you may say something or do something, and this person may walk through your door to do your class and realize, hey, you're the ass that said and did whatever to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that stuff, man. So I just say hi and good day to everybody. And if there's stuff going on in the street while I'm driving and whatever, I have to let go over my head and put my hand up and say, hey, sir, it's not a problem. Hey, ma'am, it's not a problem.
Absolutely. You never know who you're going to encounter and in what scenario. Yeah.
But I had to learn that lesson that way.
Mm. They're the best lessons learned, though.
I wish I didn't have to learn it that way.
When you learn something the hard way, you remember it, and you remember it good.
Yeah, you're damn right. Mm. You're damn right. So we're talking about these classes now and technique and where it's going. And the workout, that cardio kickboxing, that word, I dislike it. Because what is it? What is cardio kickboxing? Is you're doing cardio and you're doing kickboxing. And kickboxing is such a loose term. Anyway, so when I see these other classes and they're not teaching the guys how to kick properly, they're not teaching the guys how to punch properly, and this class that I was talking about earlier, this system, I've seen them actually advocate killing in the class.
No way. Yeah,
I've seen them. The person's on the floor, hit them hard, kill them. Stamp on their head, dum, dum.
I've seen it.
And they stop a lot. But, you know, the biggest thing I see is control, lack of control on the technique. And my last podcast that we did, I was talking about self-control. Right? The podcast is about self-control. And I see that in many other workouts, the lack of self-control. When you do a punch, what is the opposite hand doing? When you throw a punch with the left, what is the right doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's where people have not been taught properly. So they're just allowed to do a punch, and that's it. They do what they feel is right.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily mean it is right.
Do you know, when I started my workout, and we never had any martial arts in it at all, regardless of the fact that we came from the martial arts, and my instructor who taught me fitness was also my martial arts instructor. We never put any martial arts in the workout other than the exercises we did in the martial arts class that we adapted and made them into the aerobics workout. Mm-hmm. It got to a stage where I wanted to put martial arts in my workout. In fact, I was asked to do this whole martial art thing years ago. And I hold my hand up and said I didn't know how to do it properly. And if I don't know how to do it properly, I'm not going to do it at all. Mm-hmm. I saw somebody who was, in my opinion, the nearest to where I wanted to go with this. So I had to go and learn from this guy. And he was the only person in the world that I thought that was doing this anywhere near the way that I wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. And so I went and learnt everything I can from him and then came back and put it into the, as it was back then, the Club Energized workout, and as it is now, the Low Foo workout, the Low Foo Fitness workout. I believe that what I've learnt from him and my instructors that have been before him, I have got a great package and I've got it the right way. Because when people throw a punch and they're turning a hand and they're turning their hand horizontal, what's that about? Are they simulating a punch? They're doing a kickboxing class? They've got no exercise and kickboxing knowledge going side by side. Mm. This is the key thing. You have to have both going side by side. If you're a fitness person, you're a great fitness course, and that's great. You know all about the fitness and that's wonderful. And your class is going to be hot on fitness, but it's going to be not so hot on the martial arts. If you're putting kickboxing in it, it ain't going to be so hot because you've got no kickboxing background. If you're a kickboxer and you're great on kickboxing, but you haven't done a fitness course in depth, maybe you did a fitness course, but you haven't been involved in fitness for any great length of time, then your workout's not going to be good. You have to have them both. You cannot have 60% of this or 40% of that, 30% of this or 7% of that. It doesn't work. It's got to be 50-50 straight down the line.
And that's what you combine, because when you explain a technique, you'll always give the way to do it and potentially what muscle works or what benefit you will get from it. So you understand how to do it and what you're working at the same time.
Well, absolutely. You know, you go and do a technique, and this is a textbook technique from out of the martial arts. And I would practice this technique at home. And believe me, I do a lot of work at home. And I come out with this technique and I think, what the hell is this working? I can punch a man across the room with this, but what is it actually doing for my body? Mm. And then I analyse all the muscles that are in play. And I say to myself, yeah, there are muscles in play here, because there's muscles in play when you get up off the chair. Mm. There's muscles
just by
in play.
Standing up. Muscles are working.
Yeah, muscles are always in play. So you throw a punch, because there's muscles in play. But is there any true exercise value in the punch that you've thrown? Mm. And that's what I've got to ask myself. Where's the exercise value in this? What is that person going to gain from this punch? What's the real gain from this punch? And if it's zero gain from what I want to achieve, I'll take it out. Mm. I don't do it.
Because it has no ultimate benefit.
Not for what we want to do.
Yeah.
No. So this is what these guys are not realizing. They're going in there, throwing all these martial art techniques, but they're not realizing where is the fitness, look, if you throw a lot of punch and kicks, there's always one thing that's going to be working. What's that, Sheila? If you throw a lot of punch and kicks, what's going to be the main gain? What's the gain for even getting out of
your... Your heart.
Your heart, of course.
Cardio. Hence the word, cardio.
Yeah, so you're going to always get cardio. Mm. From those things, but
and that's why people do them, though, because they are out to get a workout. They're out to build up a sweat.
Well, that's true. But when we went to Blackpool, there was a lot of cardio kickboxing classes out there. But our one was the only one that stood out, because people just saw right through those people when they saw our workout. Mm. When they saw our workout, I saw one lady, and she was jumping across the stage like she was a rabbit, man. She was bunny rabbit hopping across the stage, and that was meant to be a jab going across the stage. It was just crazy. The foot control didn't represent the punches that was going on. Mm. So I don't know what's happening out there. It's just crazy. There's a lot of teachers out there. I wish I could just tell them all, this is all wrong what you're doing. Come to us, we'll train you the right way.
Where's your certification comes in?
Why don't you tell them about certification? You haven't spoken too much.
I've spoken plenty.
Tell them about certification. We'll be right back. Why don't you tell them about your experience in certification? Because you were doing a lot of crying, man.
Didn't do a lot of crying. I did some crying on Sunday morning because I ached big time. Saturday. It was a weekend course. Started on Friday with theory. So we were in the classroom doing anatomy and physiology. So that was all good. That was quite interesting. We then moved on to the Saturday, which involved following Noel to his two classes, one at Riverside and one at Park. So we did 2-hour-long fitness classes. And we then moved into breaking down techniques, working on combinations, putting together routines, learning template one. So Saturday was a full-on day. By the end of it, I was sore. I wasn't mentally drained. I was mentally drained, but I was physically more drained. So went home, you know, had some dinner, had a bath, most definitely had a hot bath. Got up Sunday morning and I thought, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do another class.
Get out of here. You said that.
Yeah, I had to do another class.
Me. But this is, you see, Sheila, this is where our next certification is in Scotland. I was encouraging people from London to go up to Scotland, but you know what? They all think it's too far. Mm. Great Britain ain't that big. Great Britain ain't that big. If you're in America and you've got to go from one end of America to another, you've got to take a plane. But we just drive from England to Scotland. You can drive this. Coming back to what you're saying, I think that just riding off the weekend and staying in a hotel, it's got to be better than coming home. Because
what? So you mean stay, not coming home not on come Saturday
home.
Night?
No, don't come home. Just say, this is my weekend. I'm going to spend a whole weekend away. Book yourself into a hotel in London or wherever it may be. And just that's what you've got to do. Because now, when you wake up the next morning, you're rearing to go.
Yeah, it probably would be better.
Without a doubt.
And you can then still socialise with the other people who are doing the certification course with you.
Yeah.
So, you can still go off and relax and, you know, have your bath and chill and everything. Uh-huh. But, yeah, you're there. You're still in that environment.
Yeah. You see, because I've never had that because of what you had. All the best certifications I've been on, and there's two that I've been on that are really been so hot. But both of those, I were away. I went away. I didn't come back until the certification was over.
Mm.
There weren't no coming back home. So I had that in my hotel room to just do my recuperating. And yeah, I was broken the first day, just like you. But because I was in that hotel room, I just wanted to get out of the hotel room and go back for the next session.
So you didn't cry the next day?
No, I didn't cry the next day.
I didn't cry for long.
But all
I got over it.
But crying is a girl thing, man. I mean, men cry as well, but maybe for a different reason. But there was crying all around me when I did my certification with all the girls and stuff.
Well, the second day is bound to be harder than the first because you're physically worn out from the first day. Or so you should be. If you've done what's been asked of you, you should be worn out. So I think the second day is always going to be harder. But then you've also got to take heart in that the second day is probably shorter and maybe not quite so challenging. So, yeah, push on through.
Well,
get over yourself.
Good call. Get over yourself. I try to make you understand yourself and where you're coming from and who you are. And you could only understand who you are when you're pushed and you get to a point and you say to yourself, a lot is riding on this, and I have to get myself through this. Because how are you going to put other people through it?
That's true. You've got to experience it before dishing it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Very much so.
And you have to experience it 3 or 4 times over. When I say 3 or 4 times over, 3 or 4 times.
I've only done it once.
But what you're giving your students is nowhere near what you got on that weekend.
Mm.
That's what I mean by 3 or 4 times over.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So then what?
What then? What after Sunday, or then what?
Did Sunday finish?
Sunday?
I didn't know you finished the Sunday.
No, Sunday was more kickboxing elements.
And I taught you kickboxing, right? I taught you how to kick and punch the right way.
Yes, yes, correct. And we then ended up having to do a test, I suppose, at the end of it, to show that we had understood what was expected of us. We answered questions on various scenarios, which could potentially happen within a class situation. And what else happened? Well, we ended up doing more of template one, didn't we? We amended template one. So the basic workout that we learnt and we had to be able to teach, we then learnt how to amend it.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, if you had a more advanced class or if you wanted to put more kicks into it, then that was, you know, the basis of how we were to change it.
Yeah.
Which is all good.
Okay. So on that, what is your strength now on the technique wise? What do you find easier to do? What are you strong on?
It's easier to punch, but I like to kick.
Well, you got good flexibility, Sheila. So what is going on with the kicks?
Well, at the moment, they're low.
Yeah. Well, you got this injury that you've been nursing for a while, right?
I've got my dodgy knees, which is true. But I think if you don't stretch, and I haven't, to be honest, I haven't been stretching as much as I should.
Yeah, because you were always flexible.
I just need to get back to it.
Should have never stopped.
No, should never stop.
But you know, when you got, I could fully understand something here, right? Because when you got a knee injury, and you know I've had an operation on my knee and I had a knee injury, it does hinder your stretching. Because a great deal of that stretching, you find that before you have the knee injury, you never noticed it. But now you've got the injury, you notice the pull on your knee.
Much more.
When you're
more.
Doing your stretch. Yeah. So I guess that is a reason why you don't do it as much as you, because I don't do it as much as I used to, because I do feel that pull on my knee when I'm doing a stretch. And yeah, as long as you maintain a fair amount of flexibility, it's fine, but you don't want to stretch it to the extent where it's actually making the knee worse.
Well, it's only now recently, in the last probably month, that I've been able to sit on the floor cross-legged properly and get the knees sort of, you know, wide and almost touching the floor. Prior to that, prior to Christmas, the left knee would be fine,
but
the right knee wasn't good,
and
it wouldn't go down. And you know, you sort of, you work it to a degree, but then, as you say, you start to feel that pull or the twinge or the pain, or slight discomfort, and you don't want to go back to when it first injured itself, because that pain is not good.
So, what do you do to make it better? To try and make it better, you just leave it, don't you? Because you're goddamn lazy, you don't want to do anything to make it good.
No, I am not lazy. I do leg extensions.
You go to Chris and he gives you stuff to do and you don't do it. You spend your big money on physio. He gives you exercise to do.
Chris
and you come
makes
back
it
and you don't
feel
do it.
Better. And Chris makes me feel better because he makes my knee feel better.
You know.
So there you go. Chris, you can't do without Chris.
Chris always tells me, because I saw him recently. And by the way, Chris is our physio. He's we should call him the low food physio. We sent lots of people to Chris, because we're sports guys, and from time to time we're going to get certain injuries of certain things, and that's what happens. That's what happens in sports. But yeah, Chris, he gives Sheila exercises to do, like he does myself. He gives me exercises to do that's relevant to our injury, to make our injury better. And she doesn't do them. She comes home and thinks they would just heal up because he's seen her. Crazy girl.
I do them sometimes. I don't do them as religiously as you.
Well, you've got to do them all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah?
I know.
What's the phrase I always use about pain?
No pain, no gain.
No, that's what idiots use. What's the phrase I always use?
Ooh, start me off.
Okay.
Oh, the pain of staying the same. If the pain of staying the same, I can't remember. I get it around the wrong way each time.
People won't change until the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of change.
There you go.
So remember that.
I better start squatting and leg extending and build that quad back up.
Yeah.
Because
you do martial arts as well. You do kickboxing.
I do.
Authentic kickboxing. Did you get into that before certification?
Yes.
What belt are you now? I know all this already because I'm your instructor, but I want everyone else to know about it.
I'm brown and white.
Well, what is brown and white? Because different styles have different grading systems.
Brown and white is, you start off with white, yellow, orange, red, green, purple and white, purple, blue, brown and white. So brown and white is the ninth belt in. Then there's brown and then there's black. So in theory, I am quite a way through.
Yeah, you just got two belts to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or one belt and then you're black.
I'm black.
Mm-hmm. When are you going to take your brown?
If not this May, It'll definitely be the November grading. But I would like to think it's May, this okay. first grading.
Okay.
Siobhan's working hard for it, and I can't let her go ahead of me. And she needs someone to train with. She doesn't like training on her own.
Well, competition is always good, but it can be counterproductive if you're not ready and you're pushing yourself too far.
Hmm.
And, you know, a lot of this stuff pans out because if she gets her brown now and she's on brown and you're on brown and white, it doesn't necessarily mean that she'll get her black before you. It all evens out.
Yeah.
And you'll probably be taking your black at the same time.
I might let her go then.
Yeah.
Let her go for 6 months.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Mm.
It doesn't work that way at all. Because
you're... But it is also nice when you're doing your grading in front of yourself and the other two examiners, it is nicer to be up there with somebody as opposed to up there on your own.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a lot of changes for this next grading again.
Okay.
You know, I like to revamp things and spin things around and make it more exciting because I like my grading to be more of a spectator sport rather than a sport for the student.
Mm-hmm.
Because all in all, gradings can be rather boring. So I like the parents and all the loved ones to come there and look at this thing and think, wow, that's amazing. I want to be involved in this.
Mm.
So I often look for ways to razzmatazz and make it more exciting. And exciting for the people that are taking part. There's not so much sitting down and you know, this is the thing. I mean, I'm a creative guy and I see things and I just want to make it creative and make it better. And this is why I don't go to competitions, because when you would see the model of the competition where you go in, you sign in at 9 a.m, your fight might not be until 2. Then you got all your students and then some are fighting at 3, some are fighting at 4 and you're hanging around all day and these fights are not happening.
But that's just not kickboxing related. That used to be the same in the Irish dancing days.
Well, I had a friend of mine, a boy does taekwondo and a girl's just started. And the boy was going for his first competition. I said to Sarah, when you go to this competition, be prepared because it's a long day and they are disorganized. Taekwondo, karate, kung fu, kickboxing, they're all the same, disorganized. And she went there thinking, hey, yeah, well, I know what he said, but how bad can it be? She came back red-faced, man. Honestly, she came back red-faced. And her husband, because they couldn't believe they were hanging around all day to see her boy fight once or twice. I don't know if he won, but it's a knockout. So you fight once. If you win, you stay on for the next round.
And you only fight for what, 2 minutes?
2 minute fight.
Yeah.
But if you lose,
that's the day done, isn't it?
That's the day done. Or it depends. Even if you went there with somebody, you've got to hang around.
Mm.
And it's chaos because you've got 3 and up to 10 mats and all this stuff going on at the same time. And there's meant to be spectators sitting down in the seating area. And they don't sit in the seating area. They come down around the ringside.
Mm.
It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And I don't have the time. You see, I'm running podcasts and stuff. I make videos. I have things to do. I ain't got the time to sit around and go to these competitions and stand and sit there all night, all day. I tried to get Adam into that role so he could take the students, but he's doing other things now.
Yeah, career progression.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And rightly so.
And maybe Amy could do the role.
Well, hopefully she'll be off to university after her year's travels.
Yeah, she might not go and want to become a dunce.
No, that's not very nice.
Okay, I'll take that back.
You can cut that out, definitely. That's horrible.
Sheila's day job is a driving instructor.
Indeed.
Yes.
Driving instructor. Love it. Really, really good.
And you got a high pass rate.
I have. The national average for first, not for first time, but for passes, national average is about 44%.
Mine, is that all?
Yeah. It's really low, isn't it? Mine at the end of last year was 82,
well,
I think
that
it was.
Should be the average.
82%.
That should be, just above average. The average should be at least 70.
Mm, but it's not. The majority of people fail their first test. I don't know the percentage, but you'll find lots more fail their second. Quite a lot will pass on their third attempt. I like mine to pass on their first attempt.
So for all the people that live local to you, you would urge them to come and get their kids to do the driving lessons with you?
Absolutely. I'm a lovely person, full of patience. Have a nice black Ford Fiesta.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Plug, plug. Business.
Yeah, you could plug your business.
Crossroads Driving School. That's what we're called.
Well, we'll do that at the end, all right?
All right, then.
Plug your business at the end.
Okay.
You'll do it in the middle of the podcast.
Why not?
It's just the way the system works. So, have you been to any other classes?
Fitness classes?
You used to do one, didn't you? With Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
We won't mention the name.
When you stopped, you used to run a Sunday class, and then you took a break from the Sunday class. That left the weekend with no class, because I would work on a Saturday. Nikki, this other girl, a student of yours, we went off and we found ourselves another class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a similar sort of time, so it all kind of fitted in.
That was kickboxing based as well, right?
It was kickboxing based.
Oh, hold on a minute. That was Becky's class, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, I trained Becky initially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Becky herself was brilliant. She was really vibrant. She was enthusiastic, energetic. So she had all the elements required for a good teacher.
Because I remember you guys telling me, you and Nikki come back and telling me, and you told me to describe a girl, and Nikki said her name is Becky. And I said, Becky, quite broad and strong, because she was an ex-gymnast.
Okay.
And a very good one at that. And but she discovered guys. And once these gymnasts get into guys, it's all over. Because, you know, the gymnast is very flexible and they could bend in all different ways. And man's dream.
Moving on.
So many men dreamt and the dream came true. And from there on, she stopped the gymnast and decided to take up on another sport. But then Becky was with me because she was in one of my display teams. And I trained her to teach. She never, I think she covered about two or three classes for me, but she had really good potential because she was a natural.
She's a people person.
Yeah, she is. Definitely. Want to be in front, want to be up there.
Mm.
But if I remember rightly, wasn't she doing the similar class that I was telling you about?
Yes.
Yeah.
The system that she got into.
Yeah. So it was a cardio kickboxing class.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
And you're right. You would learn an element and it would be put into a routine. There would be a set piece of music and a couple of minutes, it would be done. Then there'd be a break. And then you do another bit. And then there'd be a break. So there was no continuity of class, you know, unlike in yours, where you start to finish, no break. It was a bit disjointed.
You know, I'm surprised that she did that. Because she was doing Club Energize, which had no break. And it was just bam, bam, bam. So then she went on to this other thing. And yeah, I was surprised that she did that. Also a little disappointed that she didn't come to me and thought...
Yeah, but maybe at the time you didn't have certification. This was going back now a few years.
You remember I trained her. I used to have loads of people shadowing me. It was Sally, Nikki, who I just mentioned. Becky was one of them.
She could have come back.
Yeah, I would have done something with her. But you know what? She did this other thing, and I'm not bitter. I was disappointed at the time because I thought Becky's a great teacher. I taught her a lot. When you guys told me, because it's all coming back to me now, when you guys told me that it was her teaching the class, I knew that she would have a presence because she's that type of person. But again, I think you're confirming what I said about this Taekwondo guy. Becky has got years of experience in a sport, gymnastics, which I admire. Yeah.
The potential of what she has doesn't come through in the class.
Totally not. It ruins you.
But you also realise, because on a few occasions that we did the class, Becky wasn't there, so she had a cover teacher. When these covers stepped in, you then really realised how good Becky was, because they were dreadful. And on one occasion, Nikki and I walked out.
Wow.
I hate to say that. I mean, it's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah,
but
I've never walked out of a class. Yeah, I've wanted to. There was a class I went to in New York, and a woman was so awful. She just did not get it, what a class was meant to be like. I wanted to walk out of that class, but being a teacher myself, I just persevered and went through it. But I told her after, wasn't nasty about it, but I told her that there are elements of her class and where she needs to actually acknowledge that she's actually teaching people. And she just did not want to know. She just looked in my eyes and wanted to listen to my English sounding voice.
And that was it?
That was it, yeah.
So you could have been saying anything.
Literally anything, yeah. her eyes was all glazed and looking into my eyes and just just listening to my accent. What can I say? But yeah, you did that, and tell me more.
After that, then Sally thankfully came along and did a Sunday class. So Sally, we were rescued by Sally. Sally,
I love Sally.
Mm, she was good.
And Sally, if you're listening to this, I love you. You guys, you are such a great girl. She is, you know what, I don't, like you, Sheila, actually, yeah, like you, I have never had, it's going to make me go, like, so I go around saying bad things about people. I can't say a bad word about Sally.
Mm.
Just awesome, just click, you know, just on my wavelength. And yeah, I train her up. What I liked about Sally's class, and Sally taught so different to me because she just do the stuff. Yeah, I saw Sally teach and thought, yeah, I want to come to that class.
If she didn't do it, she couldn't remember it. So she had to do it.
Well, that's fine.
To keep herself going so that the next move followed the next move, followed the next move. And I couldn't see where she's coming from.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm.
Yeah, great teacher, great energy. The last time I spoke to Sally, actually, she was doing spinning.
Okay.
And yeah, it's all turned around. She's got a baby now and I need to go and see her. I haven't seen her baby yet. Baby ain't a baby anymore.
No, her baby must be about 3.
Stop it.
Easily. Definitely 2. Definitely 2, if not 3.
Have you seen the baby?
No.
The girl then?
No.
It's a girl. I know it's a girl. We know that much.
I did actually see Sally. I was driving on a lesson and Sally walked across on the pedestrian crossing.
Get out of here.
And that's what reminded me. I must contact Sally. I did contact her.
Did she say anything?
Only just sort of come around and see me. Never arranged anything. Because she is just literally around the corner.
She is around the corner. Mm. Cross the road, man.
Mm. So, well, next time you're free, we'll go together.
Yeah, where are we now? We're in Raynes Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is just on the outskirts of London. If you all know Wimbledon tennis, we are just there. That's where we are.
The next postcode down.
Yeah, the next
postcode W19 is tennis.
In fact, if you read Agassi's book, he stays in this area. He stays in Raynes Park when he's playing, when he used to play.
Wow, I didn't know that.
The house he rented is in Raynes Park.
Could have gone to see him.
No, you couldn't. He would kick your ass out, man.
A local resident, he couldn't do that.
He's a man.
He couldn't do that.
You ain't a woman.
Really?
He's a man. Agassi's a man. He, you know what, I like tennis from day one, right? But he's the guy that made me stand up and say tennis is serious.
Why?
Because he was just like, he's a rocker. He was just like the bad boy of tennis. I know McEnroe was. But McEnroe was too loud. McEnroe.
You're mashing two people together. McEnroe. No, this is McEnroe.
McEnroe. Yeah. He was a bit, I like him, but he was a bit loud. But Agassi was just, he was just the guy.
He was better once he cut his hair. Definitely.
Do you know what?
His hair didn't do it for
him. Let me tell you something. Have you read the book? You bought me the book.
I bought you the book. I've not read it.
Oh my goodness, you bought me the book.
Yeah, you keep saying you'll lend it to me, but I've never had it back.
I want to preserve it, man. If it come into this house, it'd be mashed up.
No, it won't. I look after my book.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
We're in Sheila's house, by the way, doing this podcast. You might have gathered that already. Mind you, it's in the book, so it ain't no secret. It's a hairpiece.
No way.
Seriously. It's a hairpiece.
Can't have been.
Okay.
How can you run around and not lose it?
Yep, he ran around and lost it. Let me tell you who made him lose it.
Who?
He never lost that. He never went bald until he hooked up with the German girl. What's her name? Stephanie Graf.
Graf, yeah.
Yeah. She told him to take it off.
What was the best thing she ever did for him? Most definitely. he changed overnight. He became a person.
What's wrong with the hair, man?
As opposed to hair.
What's wrong with the hair?
Men and long hair, not my thing. Not my thing. But that could be another time. Stick to the subject.
Yeah, anyway. So coming back to, I know we've diverged. This podcast is just crazy, isn't it? We're just all over the place. But it's good to just jam.
I don't think it has a topic anymore.
No, there's a topic.
It's just general chit-chat.
The topic went right down the pan. So the martial arts. in the class, the fitness martial arts. Yeah, I'm going to go back on that because we've got to give our audience what they want to hear. You don't want to hear us talk about stuff they can take away. Take stuff away with them. But I don't understand anyone who's teaching a fitness class with martial arts in it that don't want precision. I don't understand somebody who throws a punch and the other hand is all waving all over the place. I don't understand who, someone who records themselves, looks at themselves and see, is this hand fully going out? Is it retracting all the way back? And they don't punch across their body. I mean, that's one of the things we do. If you've never done our class before and you're listening to this podcast, and please go to YouTube, Club Energize TV, and look at our workout. And don't just look at it. Do it.
Do it.
Do the workout. They're only 10-minute segments. Do the workout. There are all different types. There are beginner workout, intermediate workout, advanced workout, advanced. In fact, there's advanced intensity and advanced choreography. So if you're a dancer and choreography is a thing you want, try that workout. It's great. And I was told to do more. I have a friend in Canada, Krista. She always texts me and say, give me more advanced. I love your choreography. You guys in London do great choreography. You do some mad stuff. Give me more advanced. But that video has got the lowest ratings because people can't do it.
It's got to be a select crowd.
Yeah, a definite select crowd. So we can't justify going in and spending money and on our film crew and doing those things to a selected audience. So we have to, you know, for the masses. So, yeah, that's why you haven't got another one, another advance. I might do one sometime when we don't really need high ratings on our videos, but for now, we need the ratings on our video. And talking about ratings on our video, anyone just listening to this podcast, I'm begging you, literally, I'm a Christian man, I'm begging you, please, 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 go to iTunes on your computer and rate this podcast. Because without the ratings, iTunes do not know how well we're doing. And if you rate it, they know how well we're doing, and they start promoting. The podcasts with the highest ratings get promoted by iTunes. And this is important to us. It's important to us. And if you get promoted by iTunes, then more people can pick us up in different countries. Because what happens is, what this is the way it works. Someone wants to listen to a podcast and they put in fitness. If we're promoted by iTunes, they put in fitness, bam, we'll come straight up.
Yeah.
So you're listening to this right now. Go and rate us. And not only that, please tell people they don't have to do low food fitness. They might like the way we sound. I mean, I think Sheila's got a really, really nice speaking English voice. And Sheila might say a few words and they might just melt. Yeah, they might do the whole melting thing. So please, please, just help us out on this one, because we're a family. We love bringing you these podcasts. And we want to get sponsors in here. Yeah, some sponsors are good for us, good for you guys. And you can hear what's going on out there. So just help us out on this. Anyway, enough pleading.
Just rate it.
Yeah.
I think then it's done.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't understand teachers who don't care much for technique. It just blows my mind.
But then maybe that is because you have come from a martial arts background into fitness.
Listen, there's a guy who I've trained. Look, I would call this guy, I've trained this guy, but I call him my equal, really, because he's got a lot of experience in some other things. And I'm not going to mention who he is, but if he's listening to this, he would know that he needs to start pulling his hands back, punching across his body, making every single technique defined. Because without that, his workout is always going to be easy to do.
Mm.
When you just throw your arm out, it has no value, no martial arts value, no exercise value. When you punch with power and you snap back with intent, then you have value in the exercise. When you have your elbow down and you understand why you're pushing out your arm and pulling and retracting it, because your bicep and tricep are shaking up on that move because you've got the speed going on there, then you know why you're doing a punch. When you throw a kick and your toes are pointed right down when it's a Ryan ass kick, and you're bringing that knee up and you're flicking that leg out and you pull it back with speed, you snap it back with speed, you know why you're doing that kick.
And because then you start to see the benefits as well, don't you?
Your muscles are feeling it.
Mm.
They feel it there and then.
Mm.
They feel it there and then. But they don't do that. They run around and they throw their arms out anyhow. They build up some sweat. The body gets hot. And they think, hey, you know, this is the workout. But the beauty about low food fitness, it's cardio and strength conditioning all at the same time. Don't just take my word as gospel. Go research it. No doubt you find out that I'm right, but go research it. But I was told by one of my instructors, it's better, and I don't come from the weightlifting or the bodybuilding world. I don't come from that. I have a sister that does, but I don't come from that world. But I will say this, and I had to test this from fear of myself. If you do cardio, you won't necessarily get strength. But if you do strength training, you'll always get cardio workout from it. So bring that into your thought. When you throw a punch, when you do a kick, when you do a squat, think about what I just said. Flip it on its head. Because when you do that squat, you're getting cardio. When you do that roundhouse kick with technique and power, you're getting cardio. When you do that punch and snap that back, you're getting cardio. But the primary exercise that you're getting from all those things that I've said is the tone, the definition, and the strength. But that cardio would always be there as well.
Mm.
But if you throw your hands around with no meaning, your legs around with no meaning, all you're getting is cardio. Because when you walk down the street, your legs are moving. When you open up the cupboard to grab a can of beans, it's as if you're just punching with no meaning. Punch with meaning. You got anything to add to that, Sheila?
I think you've said it eloquently. There's not much more to add to.
Okay, so we're going to wind it up now because we've done quite a while. So, Sheila, can you tell people where they can find you and what you're doing?
Me in my own business?
Why not?
Or you?
Yeah, tell them in your own business.
My own business can be found online at www.
Speak up with some energy, girl. They might want to come to you because you're speaking like Dan Tone.
Okay. My driving school is called Crossroads Driving School. I'm based in Raynes Park, but obviously travel within, I suppose, a 10-mile radius of where I live. You can find me on Facebook. I have a business page, Crossroads Driving School business page.
On Facebook?
Uh-huh.
I never knew you had that.
I do.
Okay.
I put all my passes up there and any relevant driving information that the DSA puts through.
Is it an actual profile? Is it a proper profile? Or is it just a page?
Because you can get the page and get the profile. Yeah, and I think it's just a page.
So they can't interact with you anyway, in any way?
Not entirely sure.
Whether you did a profile or you did a page.
It's a page different. Off my personal profile.
It's a page then?
It's a page.
Yeah, I found them not very helpful.
Okay.
Unless you're a huge company.
Yeah, which we're not, but we're growing. We're getting there.
Well, there's only you and one other lady.
Yeah, but that's more than me. Me and one other, then we can get another.
Well, hold on a minute.
So it grows.
When I meant a huge company, I meant a company like Gillette or who have thousands.
Oh, what, a multinational?
Yeah.
Okay, no, we're not quite there.
That's not a piddly company with two people in it.
That's not fair. A piddly company.
Well,
we're a very well-established, well-recognized, and well-respected company.
A page don't help. Yeah. So what you should do, I'm going to advise her now in tech, what you should do is open up a profile and probably call it Crossroads so that people can interact with you. Because if you're going to do more podcasts with me?
Yeah, I will.
I would love you to.
Thank you.
Do more podcasts with me. So if you want people to contact you via Crossroads, then you've got to get a decent, and you want them to do it via Facebook, you've got to get a profile.
So before our next podcast then, I will make sure I have a proper page.
And you're not going to disclose your personal one?
No.
Okay, because that's personal, right?
That's personal.
Because you have your kids' pictures and stuff on it, and you don't want people to see
it. Not many. No. But yeah, it's stuff that people don't need to know.
Yeah.
I interact with other friends and it's nothing that needs to be...
But you know how silly you are.
Really?
Yeah, let me tell you how silly you are, right?
Okay. Oh, dear. Go on then, go for it.
Let me tell you how silly you are, because I'm going to tell everyone, that... are you done with your giving everyone your information? Because after you give yours, I'm going to give mine. What else is there? How else can they find you?
There's also a website.
What is it?
crossroads4@me.com. No, okay. That's an email, isn't it? www.crossroads@me.com.
Well, do the email while you're at it.
Okay, email is crossroads4@me.com. Website, www.crossroads4.com. Phone number? I don't think I'll give a phone
number. No, don't give a phone number.
Not a good idea.
However, they have to be extremely local, and we're hitting people in Australia, America, whatever place, right? Mm. So I don't know if you know about international driving laws, but if there's someone contacted you on Facebook or website and wanting to know something, can you give them any advice on that or not?
I can certainly find it. If I don't know it, I can certainly find out.
Okay.
I mean, just recently I've had an American lady. She's come to live in this country. She's been over here for 6 months. And as an American, you can drive for a year on an international license.
Yeah, because I remember Leah was doing that. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She has been too scared to. The roads here are narrow, lots of cars, different speeds, different side of the road.
What's that film I was watching, man? That with the saying the same thing and the same thing happened. Who was in it? What's the woman from out of Harry Met Sally, or what's that film?
Meg Ryan. Is it Meg Ryan?
No, it's not Meg Ryan. It's the one with the hair when she gets gets stuff in his hair. That girl.
Yes. Cameron.
Cameron Diaz. Yeah, that's it. Now, she was in a movie I watched the other day when she comes to England. You know the one?
Oh, The Holiday.
The Holiday, that's it, The Holiday.
Brilliant film.
And
yeah.
She gets in a mini and she drives down the road.
Yeah.
The same thing. Yeah.
Well, this woman didn't want to do that.
She didn't
want to. So she took some lessons with me.
Okay.
Just to build up her confidence.
Yeah.
Good driver. She just needed that extra boost, someone to say to her, you're doing fine, you know, maybe pick up your speed or maybe turn this way, that way. But yeah, she didn't want to be a Cameron Diaz going through
the Oxford
town in a tiny mini with an oncoming lorry.
Good film. That was funny. She screamed. Did she to you? I think she took her hand off the wheel as well.
Yeah, I think she closed her eyes too. All great advice when you're in a car.
But yeah, I spent some time in America, and coming from those roads to British roads is something else.
Big difference, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, when I go to America, I have to, we're used to just running across the roads here.
Mm.
You can't do that because the roads are as wide as they are long in over there. So it's crazy. You just run across the road, you get killed, man. You get run down.
Yeah.
You ain't going to make it. I'm telling you, you ain't going to make it. So you just find the legal crossing and just do it that way. Anyway, Crossroads,
crossroads4.com. There are four roads in a crossroads,
crossroads4.com. Okay, there's psychology. So you can locate Sheila that way. But I was going to say how stupid it is anyway, because I'm going to say this, yeah? To find me, you can find me at loads of places. But you can find me, I've got two Facebook places you can find me. You can find me on Noel Smith, and you can find me on LoFu. And LoFu has a profile, and LoFu has a page. And I told you the difference between a profile and a page. A page, you cannot interact. You just like it, and then that's it. You like it, and then you go to it and look at pictures and whatever. And the profile, you can interact. But here's this, why I say Sheila's silly. Because if you want to find Sheila, you just... You go to my page and find her from there.
you more or less
have her details already. So if you want to contact her on her thing, on her personal thing, then it's there. But I'm not going to, that's down to her. But, you know, that's that. I'm sure she hasn't got anything on there she wants to hide. And she don't know, you should just won't confirm your invitation. So that's that. Me, my page is public. Both my personal page and the company page is public. So you come down to that. You like what we do, and you wanna go friends with us. So I like you, yeah, without a doubt. And then we just get acquainted and find out things about each other, and then you get more involved in our ecosystem, and that's what it's about. But I've also got SoundCloud where you can hear all my beautiful mixes going up. And I've got Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah, we've got Twitter. We've got a Twitter page. You should give me a Twitter page. That ain't no big deal. You always give out your Twitter page because that's like, you know, that's probably the safest one out of all of them, the media, the social media. So I've got Twitter. And all these things are LoFu. just look to search LoFu when you're going to these things. Or you can go to my website. You go to the website at www.clubenergize.com, and at the bottom of every single page, there's 6 or 7 icons. And if you don't know what those icons mean, then I don't know where you've been living. You've been living in Mars. Because you must know what the Facebook icon looked like, the Twitter icon looked like, the Instagram, all those ones. So we got Instagram, we got, what's the other picture?
Pinterest.
That's Karen's favorite one. Karen loves that. And we've got, they're all there. They're all there. So you can go to the website, www.clubenergize.com, go to the bottom, find the one you want, click on it, pam, it will come up. Or you can go to the source. So if you go to SoundCloud, where I put a 2-hour mix on each time, you go to SoundCloud, put in LoFu, you'll find me. If you go to Pinterest, put in LoFu, you'll find me. If you go to Instagram, put in LoFu, you'll find me. So all these things, go to all these things. YouTube, put in LoFu, you find me. It's just simple. And LoFu is such a unique name, LoWFU. Just put it in. Even if you put it in all one word or separate it, you'll still find us. You go online, go on the website, open up your browser, put in LoFu, you find us. It's all good. So plenty there. Please tell people about the podcast. We do a great thing here. And I think I've got Sheila coming back to us in March with the other girls, right?
Yeah, with Karen and Kate.
Yeah,
we've got Karen and Kate. We are meeting up again in the studio.
In the studio.
Mm-hmm.
In the infamous studio, which we did on New Year's. Was it New Year's?
It was just before, between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, because some idiot was letting off fireworks early,
right,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got that. Anyway, look, I think we've really overstayed our welcome. We love talking to you, so we'll see you soon. Till the next time. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Signing out.